Welcome to the Friar Ticket. I'm Jack Brennan.
And I'm Mitchell Egan.
Welcome to our third podcast. Our first two were good, but I think this one's just going to really do well.
I think we could do better than we've already done.
I think we can too.
I think we're on the uprise, just like all of the Fenwick sports teams right now.
Yeah. Wow, good point. Yeah. I didn't even make that connection. We're kind of like with the fall trend. The fall trend just seems to be doing better.
All the sports teams are going to do well, so we're going to do well.
Yeah. So we pretty much have every fall sport successful so far. First of all, we have girls cross country, and although the team didn't make it downstate, two girls did. Olivia Ryan and Brianna Daly, who both went last year as well.
Oh, wow, okay.
Olivia Ryan placed 16th last year.
Okay.
And Brianna Daly placed 22nd.
So she was only six spots behind Olivia Ryan. Wow.
Yeah, so you can see that the Fenwick runners, last year we did great. We had a great team. And this year, it's a good team as well. But we're not saying the whole team, just a few. Although last year we did send the whole team.
Okay, yes.
So it's a little bit different in context of who we're sending
down.
Who's
going, exactly.
But
okay.
We're going downstate.
Awesome.
We're sending some people downstate. And then girls tennis, who their season is done.
Okay.
But they placed 22nd in state.
Wow.
Out of 141 teams.
Oh, okay. So 22nd out of 141.
They did very well,
That's amazing.
They did very well. They placed third in the ESCC.
Okay.
And then we also want to talk about where the girls are going after this. Now, although we don't really know where any of the current varsity players...
They haven't made up their minds yet.
But we have girls playing at St. Mary's, Holy Cross, U of I, Springfield, and Smith College. Tennis.
Oh, all good.
Girls tennis,
that's all good.
It's all going really well. So good. I think that this graduating class could once again be sending a couple girls to play college tennis.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I think that would be interesting.
Alrighty, and then girls swimming, they've done absolutely fantastic this fall. They kind of got a little trifecta going, if you will. All Frostoff, JV, and varsity all finished top spot. We got the trifecta there. Did fantastic this fall. Just great.
Wow, that sounds awesome, and it's just adding to more of our varsity
trend,
victories.
Or the fall trend.
Yeah, so if you did like a plot graph,
okay,
it'd be like, it started like zero, and then it would just rise up until it got to the top, and then...
So what you're not saying that we were bad, we were just, that we were normal, great, just, not no, we were great, and then we got...
Yeah, I'm saying we started at like 75% coming in the fall season, and now we're over 120%.
Over 120.
Over 120%.
That is fantastic.
Exactly, and it's staying right there.
We're not going down. Maybe we might go up. We're not going down.
But yeah, we're not going down. At least not anytime soon.
Okay, that's a good thing to hear.
For sure.
That is a great thing to hear. Yeah. And I'd just like to say, Coach Zelasco, great guy. Your health teacher, correct?
My health teacher and
fantastic guy.
Oh my
loves French fries. I have noticed he always takes my fries at lunch, but. I just like to say, you're trying out, right?
I am.
Okay, so we'd like to bring up boys basketball tryouts. We'll be starting, I believe, at least for sophomores, are starting next week.
Sophomores, I believe. I think all boys are starting next week. So I think it's freshmen. You want to talk to Coach
Reardon.
Coach
Reardon, Spanish teacher.
Our Spanish
great
teacher.
Great guy, senor. Can't complain about him.
That's pretty much all I know how to say.
muy inteligente. Very intelligent.
Muy inteligente. Muy guapo.
Oh, very good looking.
Muy
okay.
Guapo. Very good looking.
Okay.
And then we have
Coach Zelasco, of course.
Coach Zelasco. And then the varsity coach is Coach Quinn.
Of course.
Coach Quinn.
Not even a question. That would be Coach Quinn.
Yeah. Moving on, boys hockey. Huge upsets this season. They kind of came out of the gate.
They came out hot.
And they haven't become cold yet. And
I don't expect them to. They beat Mount Carmel 5-1.
And Providence 4-2. Two big...
Great games.
Big opposers.
They're always good at hockey.
Yeah.
They always are.
Yeah.
And they're always tough to beat. And when you beat them, as I like to say, it's always a good win when you beat any of these guys. And also, their Catholic League record, they're 8-0-1. So that's 8 wins.
Okay.
No losses at all.
No losses.
Mm-hmm. Something the Browns don't know much about. And one tie. So only one tie.
One tie. Then boys soccer.
Oh my gosh, it was tough.
It was
a tough
Tuesday. I didn't see you out there, but I was out there.
Yes, you were there.
I was there.
I know that, but it was just, they played so well.
It was a painful loss.
Well.
We lost 2-1 in overtime, but really, a lot of you might be listening to this saying, thinking back to what you've heard about the game, or if you were at the game, we actually had two goals
okay.
in in the game.
Okay.
But one got called back. And we are going to have Jacob Peterson in the studio in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, he'll talk to you about that.
He will talk to you about that, and he's going to explain. So just hold on, listen a little bit longer, and you'll figure out why the one goal got called back, because then it would have been actually 2-1 going into the end of the game.
Oh, okay.
And Fenwick would have had a victory. So
it was tough.
A call that was hard, but they did so well.
Yeah, you don't want to dwell on the fact that they lost. You really... You want to dwell on the fact that they just did so well. They started off kind of rough, and then they just put it into high gear, and they just did so well, got themselves to the Super Sectionals. You don't want to dwell on the fact that they lost. You really just want to dwell on the fact that they did so well this season.
Yeah, so what I believe is they were 5-6 about halfway through the season, and they came back being 16-6, which meant they went on an 11-game winning streak.
That is
to put them,
that's crazy.
And yeah, it was
really
great.
Is.
It was probably one of the most successful seasons that the boys have had, at least in a while. And we're very proud of all of them. Here with the boys soccer goalie, Jacob Peterson.
Holy goalie, straight down from heaven. Coming off, I'd say, a tough loss in the Super Sectionals. Played a great game. Teams had a great season. What are your thoughts on the season?
Season was absolutely fantastic. Couldn't have asked for anything better. We went from 5-6 after losing to Brother Rice to 16-6-1, and we knocked out some of the top teams in the state. Lyons Township, number 2 seed. Bennett, number 3. Knocked off the number 5, Hinsdale Central. Number 7, Downs Grove North. So couldn't have asked for a better run from these guys.
It really was just a great season. And after the game, I know, might have been a little down because it was a loss. How are you feeling after all the support you got? Have just a great career here at Fenwick.
I could not ask for better support. I got great support from all my classmates, especially teachers, Ms. Dactylius, Mr. Gallo. All of them were absolutely fantastic. I'm so proud to have played here for a number of years, 4 years, only 2 years on the varsity, but it's been absolutely a pleasure and a privilege to play for Fenwick Soccer.
That's just fantastic. You've heard it here, folks. Jacob Peterson.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jacob. You guys had a great season.
All right, and on to football. Oh, my gosh.
Holy moly. Oh, my gosh.
You cannot talk enough about this game
weekend
at Morton.
It was amazing.
It was so, so amazing.
You can't describe the feeling.
You really can't.
Unless you were there. And if you weren't there and you go to Fenwick.
Why are you going to Fenwick?
Yeah, seriously.
But anyway, as you said earlier, there were just... You know how if you go to the games, there's a little student section, and the fans just...
It's like 20...
Freshmen kind of sit at the top, and everybody kind of...
Yeah, so no one really likes the freshmen, so they sit up top. and then we got, sophomores, juniors.
In the last minute, everybody came down to about the first three, four rows, and they all packed in, and they were doing the little Mikey Nowicki three-finger thing. It was just so amazing. You could feel the energy in the air.
It was so cool.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
You just... Words can't describe it, but... I mean, the pressure on the kicker.
Oh, there's about 3 seconds left. 3 seconds. I think it was a 24-yard field goal. Clutch. Just Mr. Clutch. Zach Leskevich, he kicks the field goal, puts him up 10-9 to win the game. Basically a buzzer beater. It was just crazy. The fans stormed the field. It was just one of the greatest feelings ever. It was so awesome.
Justice. That is justice right
there. That is justice right there. It was just so... I can't... Oh, my goodness. It was so great.
It was really cool to be there. And I think the end, we got to storm the field.
Oh, that was cool.
And I know the TV, the Fenwick Television, interviewed me while I screamed in the camera, but they didn't put that on the video, which is very upsetting. And it was very upsetting. But you know what? We all get over our heartbreaks.
And I think it was Kathleen Foley who interviewed Coach Noodle after. He said that they weren't really playing their best offensive game, being a 10-9 game. So if they can play to their full offensive potential, their defense played so great. If they could keep the defense and a great offense going to the number 2 seed, Boylan, I think they're going to give Boylan a good run for their money. And I hope they come back with a W.
All right, so we got Nick Hall here, a senior on the varsity football team. They're going into the playoffs. They've had a great, great game last week. Here he is, Jack Brennan.
Oh, real niggas.
Hey, yo, walk about us.
What are you thinking about going into Saturday?
We got to bring it to them. We got to play hard, play tough. Coaches had we've had a heck of a week of practice. We're playing hard right now, and we've cut up a lot of film, and we know what we got to do to win.
Yeah. So you guys are mostly night games, it seems. So do you think this 2 o'clock game, think it's going to throw you guys off at all?
Not at all. Not at all. I think no matter when the game is, we're always going to be ready. And if it's late game, early game, we're going to come to them.
Yeah. The new coach, obviously, Coach Nudo, he's new to the program. What was it like transitioning from 3 years of going through one program, then 1 year going into this new program? Obviously, it's worked, but what was it like in the off season, just preparing for this moment?
He had us working really hard, a lot of hard work, a lot. He stressed to us dedication and hard work, and it's really paying off right now.
Yeah. So how's the team chemistry? I mean, that's a big thing when you're getting this close to going where you guys are going to go, hopefully. What's the team? How does the team stay
strong? We all get along. Our motto is we got each other's back, so junior, senior, there's no difference. Sophomore, we all got each other's back.
Yeah, especially with a few sophomores that are moved up to starting. That's not a difference. You guys are all one big family. Yeah. All right, and then as a senior, this season has obviously been most likely the best season you guys have had while you're here at Fenwick. Is there anything that you think? Senior year, what are your thoughts on looking back on your 4 years as a football player? What are you thinking?
Like, well, I think
from day one as at freshman, the summer coming into freshman year, to right where you are today.
Well, I think everybody on the football team's grown for the better. We've all come to know each other, and I think we understand now that hard work and dedication pays off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Nick, that's pretty much all I have to say here. It was nice, and the boys here wish you boys the best luck this Saturday.
All right, you're going to win.
All right, thank you. It's a very important game. It's this Saturday at 2 o'clock. There is a fan bus from Fenwick.
Coach Thies is talking about that during lunches. Yeah, go up, talk to him.
Make sure. It's actually a great way to get to the game.
It really is.
It doesn't cost you
It's free of
anything.
Charge, but there's a $5 admission fee. And I believe he said
$5 admission to the game.
Yeah,
it's no charge, but it's $5 to get
exactly.
On.
But I believe he said there would be Alpine, which is fantastic. You remember last year when we had to work that freshman tournament for basketball?
Alpine subs.
Coach Reardon brought us plat. Oh my goodness! It was delicious. Anyway, all right. So weather. I know you guys all like to hear me talk about the weather. It's the high. It's up in Rockford, so it's a little wild. Go anyway. Yeah. High is going to be 43 degrees. Lodi. Low is going to be 32 degrees.
Load it!
So you might want to bring your jacket. Just saying.
Yeah, I suggest jacket, ski goggles, ski helmet. Oh, wait, we're not going to. Yeah, so.
Are we going up to Rockford to ski, or we're watching a football game?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe we'll do both, actually.
No.
Okay, but anyway, you might want to pile on the heavy clothing.
It's going to be a little chilly out, but that should not deter you from going to the game.
Oh, my gosh, no. If it's going to be a nail biter like last week, you got to go, or else.
I mean, you need to go whether it's going to be a nail biter or not. I don't know what Mitch is talking about, saying
you only have to go.
No, I'm not saying
nail biter.
It might be like that, and that's just the greatest feeling.
Yeah,
I can't explain.
And let me tell you, I guarantee you, we will storm the field if they win. And they need a support system if they lose.
They really do. I mean, just the fans being there is such a big part of the game. I know the Chicago Bears have this thing called the fourth phase, as they like to call it. The fans are a big part of football games. They really are. Mm-hmm. You just need to try to get out there, try your best to get out there, and just show some support.
Yeah, I meant to send some pictures to the Friar Ticket website. I actually went to the Bears game versus the Panthers. Yeah, it was cool to be there. I never realized how tall Cam Newton was.
I think he's about 6'6", actually.
Yeah, we were close, so that obviously gives you the realization of actually how tall they are. And he's
a big guy.
Yeah, so that was a little close. That was kind of like a fourth quarter comeback.
Yeah, it was. It really was. It was kind of like a connection to the Fenwick game.
Yeah.
Never noticed that.
It was
the Bears, I know you guys all like the Bears. I just got to get it out there because it happens it barely happens at all. Oh, my goodness. The Browns won. They won 7-6.
They beat Ron Burgundy and the San Diego Chargers.
San Diego Chargers. That was justice right there. I can't. It's just a Fenwick win and a Browns win in the same weekend. It's just the greatest thing to ever happen.
Yeah,
it really is.
It was definitely very crazy and for the Browns to win. I mean, we had a good Chicago weekend. The Bears won, Fenwick won, soccer, and it was definitely a good weekend.
And just thanks for listening. We got the Wick here. Always got to advertise the Wick.
It was a new addition out
new
this
addition
week.
Today. Yes. Got Mr. Burnett, my AP World teacher. He's going to be on Jeopardy, so you want to check that out. But really, pick up a Wick, join the
Join the WIC.
The WIC.
Join or the broadcast
club. Or the broadcasting club. You might want to see gorgeous-looking Cal right here. Yeah. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Producer. We got a fantastic producer also.
Jack Walsh.
Jack Walsh. All great.
The WIC, for those of you who are kind of wondering, Mr. Burnett will be on Jeopardy a week from today, so you can tune into that. And if you have any questions, don't ask him, because try to kind of get some stuff out of him. He can't say anything. He did say, though, that it was a very cool experience, and it was out in California.
That's justice.
That is justice. I don't really know why it's out in California, I know why it's out in California, but I don't know why being out in California makes it being justice.
It is justice. But anyway, thanks for listening. Yep. Like us on the Facebook.
Like us on Facebook. I'm Jack Brennan.
And I'm Mitchell Egan.
And always, Fenwick, stay classy, San Diego.